Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios to encourage you today is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
And the one, also, and the only, including, but not limited to, please read the small lettering at the bottom of the agreement, Don Ramos!
Morning!
Morning, morning, morning! Be encouraged. I got your love this morning, Joanne. I am always so encouraged when I hear from you. Javon, we're still praying for you. We're believing the Lord's going to knit that bone together and that your bones are going to be stronger than ever before. We give a shout out to all of those in the nation who are working to lead us. We just pray God's blessing upon you and that God would honor us with the right man and woman to lead us in all capacities, from our school boards to our presidencies. Lord God, hear our prayer. Give us godly leaders, we pray.
Yes.
Good morning, 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 Sophia. You are a light shining in dark, difficult times for the King. We're so grateful for your ministry in the Northeast. They are so blessed to be able to have you there. Love on them. Jesus sees it. More, Lord. More of your presence, God. More, Lord. Morning, 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 morning. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me this morning in the studios is Patrick Shane, Saints fan in the bag days, Hamilton.
Who dat?
That was you, man. In the bag, that was you. And also joining us this morning in the VFN Radio studios is the one, the only... John Ramos.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's so good and it's so cool. We get to come together and just hang out and, you know, and talk about all the things that Pat did.
Yes.
Oh, always fun.
Isn't it fun? Do you remember roasting him? Do you remember roasting him back when he was 50?
Yeah. Which time?
Yeah, right. No, it was an official roast. After you taught us how to do it.
Oh, is that
me.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, y'all did a good job the second
sticky,
time.
Diggy, diggy, diggy. Anyway, so I want to say this morning that we love you. We're praying for you. And, you know, so I was spending time this morning abiding with him. You know, I was just thinking about you. I was thinking about that, you know, you need to be hopeful. You know, you need to be encouraged. You need to understand that though we're looking in the natural sense of perilous times, that no matter what happens in this life, our God is preparing for you a place. He calls it a mansion. Think about it, a mansion. If you hadn't seen a mansion, go to Texas. The commoner house is like 7,000 square feet.
I know.
No, it's just beautiful houses out there. Lots of land, too. It's amazing, yeah. You know? And so, you know, with that, you know that he's become like streets of gold. I mean, you talk about a healthcare plan. There's no more sicknesses, no more disease, no more pain. There's trees. Get this. I want to encourage you, because if you're looking for a man to heal you, normally men just try, you know, what rhymes with heal you? Anyway, so you know, the men that who try to rule, that's what I'm talking about, not your brothers and not your sisters. Well, sometimes your brothers. Anyway, moving on a little bit past that, is the fact that there's a tree, there's a certain tree in heaven, and this tree, you can read about it. I'm reading from the press. I'm reading from the Bible. This is the true press. I'm not reading from other things. And so there's just trees. And these trees, they got leaves. Unlike the shrubbery that just tends to struggle up front. I don't know what it is. I mean, everything grows. But these particular shrubs, I think it was time to pull. You know, Scott used to live across the street from me. And Scott was, you know, before he was in the industry of, you know, the business he's in now. And I'll just say is he drives a brown truck and has brown clothes. And he's doing very good. He's a supervisor there. And I love Scott and Karen. That his bushes always grew good, you know. And I remember talking to him. I was like, what are you putting on your bushes? Oh, it's just, you know, and he just kind of just threw it out. Some sort of lantana or something like that. And so I have yet to find the lantana bush, but I am going to find it. I am going to have that thing that Scott has in his yard, like this square shrub thing. I mean, for all of our city listeners, you know, I'm going to have it in a pot going on the balcony, going on the roof. Whoa, the bat line. Yes, come on. Hello. How are you doing? I see. Oh, great. That's totally
Mr. President?
Yeah. Mr. President? I think that's Gotham City. I think that was John's phone. Is it not? Hey, well, who is it? Oh, my goodness. What does he have to say?
Oh, my goodness.
And so there's these trees in heaven, you know. And I'm going to tell you the perfect health care plan. This is the perfect health care plan. Perfect health care plan is this. It is you finding Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but not only is your Lord and Savior, but your healer, mm-hmm. that he heals you. He's your healer. Think right. about it. Is that beautiful? And not only that, does he heal you? I've been healed. I don't know how many times. I know a lot of people. I was just looking this morning, you know, on a healing that took place. You know, there were Cindy's down in Lakeland. They're praying for one of their coworkers who's, I believe it was the brother, had gotten into a motorcycle accident that wasn't wearing a helmet. Mm-hmm. You know, and I started thinking about Dan Livingston's son.
Yeah.
You know, and that was so powerful to watch.
Tommy.
Yeah, when Tommy was healed, you know, he was in a motorcycle accident. Mm-hmm. But he had his helmet on and everything. A lady pulled out in front of him.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to see Dan, his father, Dan, standing at the foot of his bed. He would let nobody in that room mm-hmm. who was not going to be in agreement and lock into his faith.
Right.
I mean, if anybody's bold.
That's right.
You know, Dan Livingston's bold.
He is.
And he's Pastor Dan to a lot of people that are his pastor. He's a good man. And he's just standing there for Tommy, you know. And it didn't look in the natural sense good. But he just believed God and just spoke over him.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a chance, which is so cool, because, you know, Tommy was part of helping us mm-hmm. at the VFN studios and getting things together. And,
right.
And also Brad,
yep.
you know, his brother. And not only that, but even Pastor Dan Livingston came out and spoke at the last year's, he was a part of last year's VFM family gathering as he spoke about Israel, because he actually is the representative mm-hmm. for CUFI, Christians United for Israel, in his city.
Right.
And anyway, so he held on, you know, and just believed God. And when he believed God, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I know. It was just in the natural sense, because it was a head injury.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when he got in the accident, it was the handlebars of the motorcycle went right where his face mask is, and it pressed his frontal lobe back uh-huh. into his brain. Which is, you would think it would be, but it wasn't over, because our God heals. You know what I'm saying? Our uh-huh. God heals. All the doctors, all the medicine, and all the things that they say, but it was just our God.
All right.
Our God heals. And so... And so he held on, and today, you know, Tommy is happy-go-lucky. He's wearing his blueberry out, as you know, Brad yeah. says, you know, texting, Facebooking, and all that. He's driving, you know, Dan's teaching him how to drive, and he got a chance to come to VFN TV studios. We got a chance to show him to the VFN family, and he got a chance to talk and give God, you know, praise for what was going on. And it was just like, he said, you got a new word. What's the new word? Oh my goodness. It was so amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Because Tommy's such a cool dude. I mean, everybody likes Tommy, you know, and so many people came to the Lord during that time that, you know, Dan says, and it was just cool to be able to see that. I want, you know, and so these trees, I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about the healthcare plan. I mean, you know, no matter what's happening in this life, and you know, it all depends on where you live geographically. It all depends what your economy's like, where you're at. It all depends what they're willing to pay you, where you're at. And there is no rubber stamp walk in the Lord, because it all depends on where you're living and how, you know, a lot of different, your environment, you know, how you're going to have to live. And so mm-hmm. nobody deserves one thing better than another. It right. just happens to be, you know, where you're growing up. And so then these trees have leaves on it. And these leaves, you take the leaf in these leaves, there's they're healing for the nations. I mean, think about it. There's healing for the nations. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that, John. I mean, you can take the leaf. I mean, this place that God's preparing for you, and there's so much, so many other things about it, but I'm talking about the healthcare plan that God has for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about a benefits package. I mean, there's a huge benefit of being in God. And the first and foremost is that he forgives our sins and remembers them no more and removes them from the east to the west, that we are right in right standing before God and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Need to add anything to that, but there's a lot to add to that.
Right.
And one thing is the healthcare plan in heaven is there's no sickness, no tears, and these leaves, these trees are healing for the nations. I remember, you know, Nicole's son.
Yeah.
He actually had a dream of heaven. You can see this on the torch, the VFN torch. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. You can see the picture that he drew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like number one for a long time.
Yeah.
One of the articles.
Yeah, a lot of hits.
You got to get it. And I know you guys are wanting to read. You know, it's encouraging to see where we're going. Well, you know, is he eight?
He's seven.
Mm-hmm. And his he colored the picture.
His name's Cooper.
It's Cooper. Hey, give a shout out to Cooper this morning, by the way. And he colored the picture of what he saw, in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he drew the trees.
Yeah, he did.
He drew the trees on the side of the river.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God is revealing himself to the children. As a matter of fact, we have a couple articles on the VFN Torch, which you need to go check it out. It'll encourage you. Because no matter what's happening here, and that's why the adversary does so much stuff. He's trying to discourage you and get you to walk away from the very God that gave his life for you. And you just go, I don't think so. I don't care how it goes. You may take my freedom. You may take my money. You may take my things, but you will not take my soul. Mm-hmm. You will not touch who I am on the inside. You know, mm-hmm. even though they locked Paul up in prison, that they didn't lock him up in his spirit, because many of the Bible that we read today in the New Testament was written when his body was locked up.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That was just so encouraging. So I want to encourage you this morning that you know, be encouraged that God is with you. And not only that, that we're seeing firsthand where, though it looks, you know, for others, it looks like it's not going to go so good. Those that are the Lord's, those that are not, those that are saying, you know, I know Jesus, not those that are saying I'm a Christian, not those that say, you know, hey, I attend the whatever, you mm-hmm. know, and they call
right.
the building the church, and they don't identify with themselves as the church. Even doesn't matter if you go to a building or not, doesn't matter. Like I said, I got a good friend that's a building, and I enjoy them when it rains. I enjoy buildings when I sleep. I enjoy coverings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but those that are just going after God and abiding with him, he's giving them $20,000 raises. I mean,
right.
I remember giving raises as a business owner, you know, and you have a dollar an hour raise, and the person who's working for you goes, that's just a dollar. No, that's 2,080 hours of all you work. That's $2,080.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we have people, we're seeing people that love God, that are abiding with God, and you can find out more about that at iabide.org. And they're getting a $20,000 pay raise for a position that doesn't yet exist, that they're going to create for them to be able to get into that position. I mean, think about it.
Mm.
I mean, you know, your gift will make room for you, won't it?
Sure will.
You know, you look at football.
Right.
No, not Drew, not in the NBA.
Tim.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. I mean, just Tim Tebow's gift made a room for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his gift made a room for him. Because he gave it to God and said, here I am. I'm going to work with everything inside of me. And it makes me. I want to encourage you that don't worry about what's going on. If you'll work with integrity, if you'll be the light in your office or your place with that you work and encouraging. You know, what I did when I was in county work, which was a law enforcement officer, they had this evaluation form. And it says specifically, you know, if you do, when you're getting evaluated, they have like five for every particular category. They had five different things that you would have to do, and you get a 1 to a 5. I don't know if the 5 was the good thing or the 1 was the good thing, but, you know, and they were different than each other, which is pretty interesting, because you think you would say, you know, 2 includes 1, 3 includes 1 and 2, but it was like so different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not going to comment on that. And so, And I remember getting an evaluation. I remember getting an evaluation, and they said, this is what he said. He sat down with me, and he goes, one of the particular evaluations I had, he says, this is how I do it. I give one high, one low, and everything right in the middle. I'm thinking, man, that's communism.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you did not, do you want me to do my job?
Right.
Do you want me to work hard, you know? And I said, well, I'm looking at it right here, and it says very specifically what I would need to do to get, I guess, a five, maybe. It was mm-hmm. whatever the top one was. And he says, yeah. And I said, well, that means I could take, because I was a deputy, mm-hmm. I can take this evaluation then, look at all the fives in all these areas. I can put it on my visor, that thing that blocks the sun from your eyes, and I could look at it every day, and I could do those things, and then I would get a five, wouldn't I? He paused for a moment. It just wasn't a good evaluation methodology
right.
at that time. And, of course, he pauses and he goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, that's what I'm going to do. And I just very specifically said, you know, help your other officers out, be mm-hmm. kind to the citizens. I mean, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do as believers, you know, find out what it is to be a five. What does it mean to be an A-plus at your office, at your business, and where you're working, including ministry, you know. You know, ministry, you know, should be... You know, people who work even harder, those that have given their lives fully to the work of the Lord, you know, into the priesthood, into the, you know, serving the kingdom in that capacity, because everybody's a minister no matter where you're at. But I'm talking about, you know, everybody. And that you should do it with all your strength, and you should use every talent and max those talents out. When somebody takes a, like my son-in-law, you know, you think about it, that when Blake races his car, he does not race it at 55 miles an hour. He races it as fast as it can go. And mm-hmm. he twerks it mm-hmm. and does all these things. He's always working on cars, you know, and he just loves doing it. He calls himself the mad scientist. And but he's trying to max out the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so many people are driving the vehicle of their life at 55 miles an hour, or maybe 35. There are some people driving at 15. We don't see them for long. He's like,
right,
what was that?
Right.
What was that? That was a very cautious person. And, you know, this is about faith. Faith is being sure and certain. If there's any time you need to max out your gift and push yourself to be able to be a good American, a conservative Christian American, and to be... And always, no matter what season it is, but now, like than ever, is to be solely, fully committed at full throttle, you know, for Jesus. And let me tell you something. You're going to get blessed. We're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it. Yeah, heaven is going to be wonderful, and it's being prepared for you. And he said, if I'm going to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back for you. And our Jesus is coming back. No matter what they say about him, it don't matter what. He's coming back for you if
That's
you
right.
made him the Lord of your life. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That is so
awesome.
Cool. So I just want to encourage you this morning with that. Do you know that a storm ripped across all the way from Oklahoma to New Jersey was so bad that there's huge power outages? I mean,
yeah.
how many, did you guys see that there?
You know, I didn't see any in my area, but the parts of New Jersey were hit. In fact, I checked with Joanne, and she gives me a good report. There was a tornado watching her area, but she's A-okay.
Oh, good.
I think it's in Elmira, New York. There's a county up there that was declared a state of emergency by the governor, Cuomo.
Wow.
But I believe two people lost their life.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It was major. It was a major storm right there. Well, you know, also I want to be able to mention, you know, I think we're like 6 hours or five and a half, no, six, 5 hours and 50 minutes away from the official start of the Summer Olympics, you know, and I sure wish I had a lot of time to sit down and watch them right now. Hopefully I'm going to catch some of it, you know, in online or something. Didn't you say there's an application, John?
There is an app now. You can catch an app. You can go to, if you're an iPhone user, I'm sure Android, look up the Olympics, and they're saying this is going to be the most watched Olympics because of these apps. I think you can watch it on your PC,
oh,
on your
cool.
phones, on your iPads. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Remind me to put the app on. You know, I want to see it. But you can go to London2012.com. London2012.com. That's where the Summer Olympics is going to be. They've already started some of the games, I believe, you know, before the unofficial start.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be ringing the bells and all the ships there and all that. I'm looking right now at Prince Harry and all the guys that are there. Just, it's really cool just to see. This is a good time to really just download, pause for a moment, take a moment out of your day or your week for a moment, and just watch the unity of the Olympics. Watch people who've maxed out their talents and their gifts and be encouraged by it. You know, root your country on. And it's just so neat. If we can do that over sports, you know we can do that with Jesus, right?
You know, that's
can,
right.
We can come together, you know, for him. Well, the top three stories, we want to talk about off of the VFN Torch Day. We always talk about what are the top three stories that are that you, our listeners and our viewers, are reading about on the VFN Torch. And you can get to the VFN Torch, by the way, at VFNTV.com. If you want to find out, you know, what's happening, you know, and a conversation that helps begin to seek God's perspective of that with his word, it's the Torch. You can go to, you know, it's obviously VFN radio or VFN TV, what we're talking about, but you can go to VFN.com and go VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, and you go there and it has all these articles about what's happening. And don't forget on there, not only does it have the article or pictures, but it has the segment, the actual radio segment of where we're talking about it. So if you just see the news without hearing the segment, you may, you know, it may stir the wrong thing up in you. You want to hear the segment, that know that we're going to share that with you, but then we're going to share with you, you know, and seek out God's perspective of that to encourage you and how to look at that and how to share with others as well. And the top three stories on the Torch is, the first one is, again, I mean, it has stayed there now, I guess, for three days or something, is Islam infiltrates the U.S. government. And, of course, that's about Congressman Michelle Bachmann having an interview on GBTV. And she is just telling us like it is. And immediately, you know, the CARE, the Islamic charitable organization, it's C-A-I-R, not C-A-R-E, is just bombarded, and the Muslim Brotherhood just bombarded with the White House and the president with letters, you know, saying why that they think this is wrong, because they were talking about the Secretary of State's assistant. And she is, her father and her mother, her father was part of the Muslim Brotherhood and so was her mother, but her mother was part of the sisterhood there. And our Secretary of State,
Hillary Clinton,
her personal assistant, Uma, right? Her name is Uma.
Right, Uma.
Uma is the daughter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Wow. He's deceased. Our father's deceased. Mm-hmm. And her mother was in the sisterhood.
Right.
They got thrown out of every country that they've ever been in because they end up trying to bring a caliphate rule where the Islamic Quran is trumping any constitutional or government situation there.
Wow.
And now our secretary, it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. But I'm telling you, there's a lot more that, you know, by God's grace, we'll get a chance to talk more about that in the future, because I have so much information right now sitting, waiting, you know, for that to be released. Because, you know, quite often, and you got to go back and listen to, you know, John talking about, well, I don't know if we haven't shared all those different things yet. We have something we're going to share with you. And it's a lot of leaders, a lot of believers and their leaders that are hearing from God. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we got on a conference call and we just began to talk. We began to talk and to piece together, because the Lord lets us know that we all know in part and we prophesy in part. And we begin to piece together the dreams and the visions and the encounters God's given us. And it'll blow you away. That's being edited now, so we'll have that really soon for you. And it'll probably be a prophetic word that goes around the world. But you need to brace yourself. You know, when everybody cries out peace, peace, you know, that's a dangerous moment when everybody thinks, as we left, if we're leaving the things in the ways of God, that we end up, you know, thinking we can have peace outside of God. You can't, because Jesus is our peace.
That's right.
So anyway, the number one is Islam infiltrates the U.S. government. It's a question. The question, that based on what Congressman Michelle Bachmann is saying, that the FBI has erased, our president has had the FBI. And, you know, the thing about it is, it's like Congress is over the FBI. And they can, you know, take appointments out. They can request anything of them. And that's what she was doing. But it seems like Congress, they're so worried about being politically correct, they're going to politically correct us out of a nation and out of a constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to politically correct Jesus out of America and God's Ten Commandments off every wall. It's like, come on. If it's ungodly, then that's not politically correct. If it denies Jesus Christ and it denies his ways, that's not politically correct, because U.S. Constitution says very specifically, you have a freedom to worship, the First Amendment. And so that's unconstitutional. That's not politically correct. That's unconstitutional to be able to do that. The second is, and I'm so encouraged by this. I am so encouraged by this. Thank you so much for reading this article. And there's hundreds of articles on there, and you can find them by going to the upper right-hand corner of the torch, you know, VFNTV.com, and just type in the topic or subject that you're looking for. But the number two, and you can type in, for example, the first number one, you can just type in Islam and all the articles that came out and the broadcasts that came out about it. You can actually hear it. But this number two is the church is an organism, not an organization. And that's just, you know, you got to begin. It's a beginning of a conversation that hopefully we'll be able to have today a little bit about that as well. But it's so encouraging when you find out. I mean, think about it. You probably didn't think about your body much yesterday. But it ran naturally because it's an organism. But if it was an organization, you would have needed to have a meeting and say, hey, I just want to tell you today, you know, brain, you're going to need to send out some little electronic signals through your neurosystems, and you're going to have to tell the heart to pump, and heart, you're going to have to, you know, mix in with the lungs to be able to put oxygen into your blood. Then you're going to have to constrict and move in, and you have all these meetings trying to get the body to function right.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Man, can you imagine, as much as we forget, what happened? He didn't have a meeting.
Right.
May he rest in peace.
He died.
You know, that's the difference. The difference in an organism is you go out and admire the flower. But in an organization, you go out and tell the flower how to grow.
That's right.
It's a big difference.
Mm.
And those who like organization over organism tell you how they made the flower grow. You know?
Yeah.
As if they did. But the truth is, one man waters, one man plants. But it's only God that causes things to grow. We may stack stuff on it and shove stuff in it, but it boils down, when you peel all that husk off, what's there somewhere in the midst is what God calls to grow.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll talk about that today. And the third is, bingo, buying the image of hard work. $400 pair of brand new jeans that was made to look like, you know, the early 1700s, 1800 denims that they would dug up of some guy's backyard when he was farming his jeans. He probably said, these things are just so bad. I just dropped them in the field and went in and put on his overalls or something. You know, he's like, just goodbye to these jeans. And now we're digging them out, paying $100,000. You know, if it wasn't true, if it really wasn't true, you would think you were making it up. But it's embarrassing when you look at other countries who are doing the hard work, you know, who are doing the things that we haven't done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, we will repent and remember, you know, what it took to be able to build this nation and begin to focus on it again. Well, that is the top three from the torch. You can find the VFN torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch and read up even on every single day. The new segments and articles are posted to encourage you, to inspire you, to inform you, and to activate you in the kingdom of God. We'll be right back.
You know, it's exciting, you know, Greg. You know, when I first gave my life to the Lord, I was so pumped about wanting to know more about Him and giving my life to Him. So I remember I just graduated a 4-year university.
4 years.
4 years. Spent all this money in student loans.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my first real professional job, you know.
Wow.
And,
what was your degree in? What was your degree in?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that funny?
Well, you know, coming from 10 years of law enforcement just makes me think about it.
Well, you know, so I just get my real professional job. I'm working for the Department of Juvenile Justice, and I hadn't even been there 6 months, but God is just doing such an amazing work in my life, and I'm willing to just leave my job, and I wind up going to a Bible college, go back to school.
Yeah.
And so,
after 4 years of getting a degree, you're going to go back to school.
Right.
Wow.
And so I wanted to prepare myself, you know, and I thought, I didn't even think that God could use me. You know, I thought, you know, I'm going to be a Christian for a long time. I just want to, you know, know more about God, you know.
Totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I didn't even think, you know, I was going to be used to do anything for Him. And so I said, you know, this is a good idea. So I go to school and I get all this education, and And I'm hearing every week it appeared, we're going to go to China and we're going to go to India. And we're going to take Africa. And I'm thinking, who's going to take me?
Because as an interbeliever, you have so many personal struggles and you want to be able to find out how to get past that. How do I help me from me, right?
You tell me about it, mm-hmm. right? So, what was encouraging is to now to finish that and to be graduated. It's so amazing what VFN University is all about mm-hmm. and how we can equip people that are hungry, believers that want to do something for God and not get lost in theological references but you can grow as a person. You
4-inch books.
Say it again.
4-inch books, I'm saying?
Goodness, trying to study Hebrew and you can't get out of Genesis. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Ezekiel right now? You know what I mean? Like, I love when Mark Twain said.
Can you help me turn my head right now?
Exactly.
I turn the pages.
I thought Mark Twain said, I hope I'm saying it correctly, but he says, not the scriptures that I don't understand that give me the biggest problems, it's the scriptures I do understand, And
yeah.
it's like, let's start individually here. Let's work on our own growth and walk with the Lord. And so VFNU is a fresh perspective where a student is not, it's not about what you can do for God. It's about what God can do through you.
Right.
And through a personal abiding relationship. So, mm-hmm. If you're out there and you're saying, I've got all this education and I know all this stuff, but it's just not connecting. I need more myself. I'll tell you, VFNU is for you. You can reach us at vfnuniversity.org mm-hmm. and reach out and explore the opportunities because mm-hmm. you're more important to the Lord than what you can do for Him. But He does want to use you.
Dude, that's what's so important, and is the fact is that we first have to minister from the overflow of our personal relationship with Him. So we start learning all this knowledge without knowing how much He loves us and that we're in His family and we're working from a place of success, not for success.
Absolutely.
It's just so much safer,
Sure. And out of relationship is a whole lot better than out of your head knowledge. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know it. Totally know it. Well, more at vfnu.org. That's vfnu.org. When you think about it, there's so many people who talk about God. You think about, it's amazing how many, you would think that everybody knows God because they talk about God. But, the more you find out, and once you meet God, then you find out people call a lot of things God. Mm. And it's not truly God that they're really talking about. It's their perception of what they're making it. But you really don't know that until you actually meet God. And the only way to really meet God is to meet Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what's good. That's the gospel. The gospel, which means good news, John. It just means good news, right? It's just good. The good news is that we couldn't have a relationship with God. It was totally over outside of a bridge, of a doorway, of access to God. And that's what Jesus did for us. And He's the only way to God. And so, you just got to meet Him. You got to meet my Father. If you want to meet Him today, if you want to meet Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, go to meetmyfather.org. That's meetmyfather.org. You can find out my story, my journey, which is just kind of, you think about it. I try to share as much of my story to know how bad I am outside of Jesus Christ. And I had to cut it off at some point. But rest assured that outside of Jesus Christ, there's no way. I'm just, Paul says, of the sinners, I'm the chiefest. And you think about it, we all can say that. And I just thank God for Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. But anyway, if you want to meet God or find out about my journey or others' journey, go to meetmyfather.org today. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him. Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Well, if you didn't miss the first half hour, you got to hear it on the highlights. You have to hear it on the highlights because it's about an encouraging word, and you just want to be encouraged. You need to be encouraged during these times, and we talked also about the Olympics that are kicking off today. Probably about 5 hours are going to be kicking off.
But we're going to talk about the moment. This is our moment of wisdom. You know, it is the 27th of the month. And it is, I just love this journey of wisdom. You know, I love, I mean, it just really, it's encouraging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, you know, having, you know, God's wisdom to be able, it just helps you make decisions. You know, I mean, everything. I mean, you go, okay, I know what to do there, you know.
All right.
And, or not do.
Or not, or not to do, you know. And if you're always confused and you don't know what to do and you do know Jesus, you know, you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you first to be discipled. You know, go to, get with your pastor, get with a VFN church somewhere if you don't have a pastor, and tell them you want to be discipled. You want to be a part of a family and learn the teachings of Jesus and follow them, you know. And in addition to that, then begin to soak in God's wisdom, you know. And God has wisdom for everything. And Proverbs, you know, 27, we're talking about, it's the 27th of the month, so we're going to be talking about Proverbs 27. But first I want to say this, you know, that have you ever had like a dripping faucet? You ever had a dripping faucet that's just kind of like, you ever done that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you probably, because you hear a lot. You're here.
Oh, yeah, I hear that stuff.
You hear that. What's it like when you hear it?
It's very irritating.
Well, why is it irritating?
Because it, you just, that's all you focus on. That's all you can hear.
It takes away. Isn't that amazing?
You lose total focus.
Isn't that amazing, John? Like you were telling me how you just can't stand a dripping faucet. Remember that?
Yeah.
But, you know, but you think about it. Even though you had all these things, you were thinking about something, you were singing a song, you were maybe watching a program, or you were listening to VFN radio, or maybe you were, you know, at work or something like that. But all of a sudden, in the midst of all of that, you had this drip, drip, drip.
Mm.
You know, at first it's like no big deal. But, you know, like a minute later, it's like drip, right?
That's right.
Kill that? And it's like, okay, I can handle this. It's not a big deal. Then 1 hour later, drip.
All right.
Drip. You know, it's like, okay, this has got to stop. So then you try to get your hands on to fix it, but you can't fix it because, you know, it needs to be totally replaced. The faucet has to be replaced. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and so it takes over your focus. You can't even focus. Now, even though everything's still happening like it was, it's like this constant drip, like a rain just dripping, drip, drip. I remember when I was talking to Howard Nagwari. You know, he's in Africa, and he's in Malawi, and he has a tin roof. You know, he has an actual tin roof on his house. And when that happened, it started dripping, started raining.
Oh, wow.
Man, as soon as that rain hit that tin roof, I finally said, Howard, we're going to have to schedule this at another time, man. We'll give a shout out to Howard this morning in Malawi. And it's just, it took over our conversation, you know? And so it's just, you can say what you want to. I really believe there's some sort of, they talk about waterboarding. Mm-hmm. You know, waterboarding is where you put somebody's, you lay them on a board. And you throw a towel over their face, and then you take their feet and make the board where they're part of the board where their feet is on higher than their head, so their head is down low. And then they take, I only know this because I watch the news. And then it sounds like, oh, how do you know this? You know, hey, I've been in ministry a long time, and you know, I'm saying, I got waterboarded. That was waterboarding.
Yeah.
I think, right? Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Was that a meeting or was I just waterboarded? Anyway, so, and so, you know, then they pour the water over their faces to make them think that they're drowning or something. Mm-hmm. Well, there's also another one that they do, and I don't know which country does this. I don't want to name a country, but it starts with a C. And they take water and they have it just drip on the forehead of the person, just drip, drip. That would really be bad. That would just, we would not know Pat. Pat would just be gone. He'd be chasing flies. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, gone.
I can't tell you. I have this drip on my head. Anyway, and so I mean, it's just totally distracting, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's totally distracting. Or think about this. I mean, have you ever tried? You've been selling. You know, when you're selling, you put your sales up and that type of thing. But you remember trying to hold up. You ever held something flat up against the wind, and it's like almost makes a cell out of like a tarp or something.
Yeah, you're trying to shine or something.
Yeah, and it just takes. I mean, it literally turns you into a sailboat, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, it takes you away. I remember I was camping once, and this wind was real big, so I put up this tarp to be kind of control the wind,
right.
That it would direct it away from our camp. And it was just, first of all, it was like blam, 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 blam. It was slapping all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
And it started ripping up the stakes and the things that were holding it. And it was just like a tattered and torn tarp,
wow.
You know, because I was trying to restrain the wind. Mm-hmm. If you think about it.
All right.
You can't, I mean, the wind pushes, you know, hundreds of tons of steel or at least right. wood through the water because you put up a sail, you know,
right.
a flat surface, and though that sail is trying to restrain the wind, it's really the wind that pushes and restrains the boat. I mean,
wow.
the wind takes it, because you can't restrain the wind.
Mm-mm.
You can't restrain it. You just have to adjust. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about the time I got attacked at the beach by no-see-ums. Remember those?
No-see-um.
What's a
no-see-um?
What's a no-see-um, Pat? Help us out.
Can you Google that, John? I think he's trying to, you know, make us not look smart or something.
Is
I don't
that
know
what he's
what,
trying to
I'm
do.
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to find out what he's talking about. No-see-um. I think it's one of those Nephilim things. I'm pretty sure. It's a Nephilim.
Remember?
Yeah.
Those are the things you get attacked with. You put all that skin so soft all over your face.
Sandfleas. Sandfleas. Okay.
Right. I guess that's what they're
It's sandfleas, John. Okay.
Oh,
they're so small you can't see them.
Are they?
And you're like
you can feel them.
And you just, they're all over you.
You can feel them.
Yeah, but you can't see them.
No, you can't. You can feel them swim, too.
Yeah. I'd rather be shot than be attacked by that.
Yeah.
Those are terrible.
Yeah, and it's sort of like it's just kind of ticking away, and it's just this constant, you know, this constant drip, this constant situation where you can't control it. Or think about this. Yeah, down in the the farm days, you know, that they would have, you know, annual parties or whatever you call them, shindigs, you know, you know, and they come together and they would do, you know, some different things like roping cows and different stuff like that. But they also would grease a hog up. They would grease a pig up, and then they would send the kids into the arena or to the corral with the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And so these kids were all greased up and the pigs were all greased up. And the thing was, is can you catch the greased pig? And it didn't matter. I mean, even the strong kids and all, they would hold the pig. But then the pig, because everybody was all greasy, it would just squirt the pig out. Sort of like eggs and bacon for breakfast. And so, yeah, it is. And so, I mean, it's just real difficult because it's just like, you know, it's trying to grab this pig with your hands. But it doesn't matter how strong you are because between you and the pig is oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never get your hands on the pig. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You think this constant drip, you think about this unrestrained wind and something you just can't get your hands on. I'm talking about the moment of wisdom today. This is so important. I'm saying this for several reasons. One is the moment of wisdom. And secondly, that we need our families to stay together. We need marriage to stay together. But understand this, that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to divide your marriage. He wants to divide your relationship. And 50% of the marriages in the church for those who are getting married today are ending in divorce. And it's very important that we have to find out what wisdom says about how to have a relationship with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Solomon's saying in Proverbs 27, chapter 27, 15 through 16, he says, a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with your hand. I mean, think about it. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. And let me tell you right now, if you have a quarrelsome wife, you're probably turning down the radio because you're scared it's going to be an argument.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, that's the devil. Realize that the Lord loves your wife. And it's the enemy doing that. And you can actually, you know, I can talk about this and get through this. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind, just like that. We try to restrain the wind, right? Or grasping oil with your hands. You just can't get a hold of it because you can't put your hands on it. But it's drip, drip, Right. And what this is it's just a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a mindset. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of pride, and it's a spirit of strife.
Yeah.
And you be, believe me or not, if you choose to let this thing go, and you choose to humble yourself, and that's the only way you can do this, you won't have to live in this constant state of an argument.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you can't expect somebody else to help you out if they can't get their hands on you, if they can't restrain you, and you constantly are dripping with a complaint and a criticism. Then, you know, it says in Proverbs that a woman builds her house up, but she tears it down with her own hands.
Yeah.
That, you know, women are given a wonderful gift to be able to love the family and do the things, the gifts that they do, like a father does for the family and the gifts that he does. But the very same hands that build can tear down. The very same mouth that can encourage can tear down. Sure. And we can't just say anything. You can't just say anything. It's not okay just to offload. Oh, I just want to get it out. It's like, yeah, you're going to, it's like taking a gun and shooting your family all over the place. You can't do that because the words we speak are spirit.
Yeah. Proverbs says that reckless words pierce like a sword.
Right. And your kids, they need to hear encouraging things. They need, you have to deal with your kids. Things happen. Yeah. But do you need, when they come to you with a report card, for example, that has an A, a B, A and a B, and an A and a B, and an F. I meant, they need to be thinking that they're going to talk to me about the F, but they're going to encourage me because I made A's.
That's right.
They don't need to be thinking about all they're going to focus on is the F. And if they're thinking that way, then they're thinking that their parents are critical and judgmental, and it's going to be an argument going on. You know, you have to be able to deal with the realities. At the same time, you have to be able to understand that what you say is important. Because so many grown men and women are trying to live off what was spoken over them as children.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't shake them father words or the lack of them father words. And when they hear a father speak to them, it freaks them out because they never heard that before. What do you do with that? And so he says, you know, the word says a quarrelsome wife. It's like someone's always, everything's an argument. Everything is an argument.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about everything. Now, there's people out there saying, you know, I want to be married. I love God. You know, my wife and my husband, we both love God, you know, and we're serving God. But, you know, dude, we're arguing all the time. Just, everything's an argument. We go into our gathering where we go to church and we sing and we praise and we're nice and we put on that face. But when we get back in the car, we're arguing. Mm. The same lips that just prophesied now are criticizing the very father of the kids that are in there. That critical thing, you know what I'm saying, and it's a spirit. We're not what we're being attacked with. Remember that. No more as a man who steps on a landmine, are we what we're being attacked with. It's important because if you identify yourself by what the devil has done to you, then it's hard to get free from it. Because when somebody talks about the issue, you think they're talking about you.
Right, because you've owned it. You so identified yourself and attached with itself. Right. That is me. It's like, that's not you. That's what it's being attacked with.
Right.
You know, you can let it go.
Yeah.
And you can deal with it, but don't own it.
Right. And so I want to encourage you that is, and by the way, if this is what you're struggling with yourself, you know, that I'm pretty sure you're just as miserable with it as anybody else's, but you can't figure out, why do I always argue? Why am I always critical over the situation? You know, and it is tied to criticism, tied to a judgmental thing. So, you know, break all judgments. If you've felt like you've been judging people, and you look at another, if you're a lady, you look at another lady and you go, look at her dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is she doing? You know, in that religious type spirit, maybe you're saying, like, you know, that, you know, they need to dress different. Well, you know, all that just judgments and criticism. Well, that's going to come back on you. Romans chapter 2 tells us it's going to come back on you. And whatever point you judge others, you'll be, and that's what's happening quite often, is that we're just getting backwash from our own judgment. So you can break those things. Say, Lord, forgive me for judging those people, you know, and criticizing them. And once you ask him, he'll forgive you, but then break them. And then the opposite of that, begin to bless the people that you judged and you criticized. But your husband, ma'am, your children, ma'am, they need the criticism gone. They need the arguing gone, because this is what the Word of God says. Arguments only destroy those who hear them. If you really love your family, if you really love God, if you really love your children, if you really want to be married, you know, you got to say, God, help me with this. I want this out of my life. It is, it's an ungodly thing to be able to continue to do that. Even it's really confusing. It's confusing to why you profess Jesus, you argue against his ways.
Right.
In front of the very ones that you tell that you need to follow God. Mm-hmm. And so you have this bipolar looking weird thing like that cartoon. Remember the cartoon that we show? We got to show that cartoon sometimes.
Which
you
one?
Know, the one about, you know, the sheep shepherd was out there with the coyote.
Yes.
We got to show that. Yes, that'd be good. But sheep understand, dog, yeah. But you know, we are not what we're being attacked with. But if that's happening, that's literally like a dripping rainy day that doesn't stop. It's like drip, drip,
right.
Drip. And everybody around you, including your family, they're just suffering through that. They're suffering mm-hmm. through that. And if they try to deal with it, it's like restraining the wind.
Sure.
And if they try to get their hands on it, it just slips right out. It can never get their hands on it. Why? Because you have to make the decision to humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Because he says in Proverbs 13:10, pride only breeds quarrels. Mm. Pride only breeds arguments. And so the only way we can deal with pride is to humble ourselves.
Right.
Right.
Just humble ourselves. You know, and if that alone is just be aware that others are aware, you know.
Right.
You know, and God's aware. And at some point it should be embarrassing, you know, once you realize like, oh, I get it now. Oh, Lord, give me eyes to see and ears to hear.
Sure.
And then get free. You'll find out that you'll have intimacy in your relationships. You'll have children who want to honor God. You'll have, you know, you'll like the people now that you judge or criticize. You'll find out, you know, now that I don't have any judgments on you, I can like you.
Right.
You know, you're likable. Right. You're a very likable person. Now I'm not criticizing you. Isn't that amazing? That's totally amazing how that works. And our criticisms, judgments divide us from the very ones we're criticizing and judging. And remember this, Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do it to me. Who are we to be able to do something like that?
That's right.
And so today's moment of wisdom is from Proverbs 27, verse 15 through 16. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with your hands. We'll be right back.
You know, Greg, what's so encouraging about abiding is that you can have your own experience with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, many people are out there right now and they're trying and they really want to hear and learn something from God, but they're reading devotionals.
Yeah.
That's another person's abiding experience. That's what God told someone else.
Yeah.
But guess what? There is good news, Greg.
Yeah.
You can go to iabide.org and you can follow a simple plan where you can hear God directly speak to you. Is that amazing?
Well, think about it. Their personal abiding experience was so powerful. You might be reading about their personal abiding experience today, calling it a devotional, and it is affecting you some way. You're actually eating another man's groceries. Do you know that God has food for you? Taste and see the Lord is good. Do you know that he has more than enough? He wants a personal abiding relationship with you. And you can find out more about that, just like you said, John, at iabide.org. You know, you write your own devotionals. When you start abiding with God, we have 8-year-olds that are writing their own devotionals. And it's their own personal time with God, and they're writing it down, and it's a powerful encounter. Nobody can take that from them.
Fresh bread. Fresh manna daily.
Oh my goodness. iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Bryce Lancaster. And joining me in the last part of the first hour is Pat Hamilton and clearing his throat, John Ramos. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Here we are coming to the last 5 minutes, man. John, what do you have to say?
Pat, what? You were so silent the last segment. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
I'm busy.
I was busy, right?
Hello.
I was just trying to step out of the way to see if there's a comment. Okay, so understand this. We're just joking, obviously. He has a very lovely, lovely wife, because we're talking about that segment right there. She's an awesome woman of God. And but understand this, that's a very important moment of wisdom. If you didn't see this on the torch, you got to see Joshua Lamb, how he hears the voice of God. Yeah. And he's gotten a jet ski accident, and he's 12 years old, and an angel appeared. He describes just like what an angel would appear. We got to talk about the time that you saw. Remember the giants that you've been seeing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so Listen, there's a war going on in the spiritual realm. Every now and then God gets to get a peek at it. And he sees this angel that tells him to lift up his hand and pulls mm-hmm. him out of this water. His throat's been cut by this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to catch it out. You can see it on the torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN torch. Well, you know, here we are. The Olympics is kicking off. And you talked about there was something that happened right there in New York, John. What was that with the purse snatching that was taking place?
Oh, I just saw this. Apparently, some young lady was walking down the street in Manhattan, and some young guy or someone just came up and stole their iPhone. Well, a group of citizens surrounded this guy.
Oh, in New York?
In New York City.
Let's pause and think. See la. That's beautiful. You mean New Yorkers circled somebody who stole something?
Yep. Pinned to the ground.
It probably because they stole a digital device.
Pulled out a video, a camera, and actually began to start recording this thing and recorded the lady and says, hey, what happened? And then there was about 7-10 people standing around, and one guy scuffed his knee chasing this guy down and says, listen, you're not going to do that. This is America. You're not going to do this to our people. You're not going to take stuff that doesn't belong to you. So this one guy was.
We need to send him to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. But it was refreshing.
That's encouraging. Is that not encouraging? Because yes. Mm-hmm. I think there's people now that's amongst us in the nation that just had it. You know, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And they're going back and they're reading about the original intent. You know, what is this nation about? You know, what is America about? What did our founding fathers write? What is this constitutional right that's being upheld that these leaders are sworn to uphold? You know, why is there a jury of our peers? Why is there a judge? Why is there a law enforcement situation going on? You know, why do people, how can they can't stop me on the street without having a constitutional, without violating my constitutional rights for these certain types of issues? You know, why do we actually vote? I mean, what are they doing? Are they our boss or are we their boss? You know, and everybody's finding out, my goodness, y'all straighten up. I just feel like this big, the America is going to rise up. That's why I believe it's going to be a third great awakening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to rise up. They're going to say, knock it off. You know That's what I'm right. saying?
And you're seeing it. People want to be, they realize that they have a voice, that they need to stand up, mm-hmm. That they can be a part of change. And it's exactly what we're going to need. We're going to need a great awakening. I was having this conversation last night, actually, with Eddie. Give a shout out to Eddie.
Hola.
But we need God back in America. We need a great awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're praying and believing for it because God's the only answer. It's not, you know, right wing, left wing. It's God. God's the only answer for America.
Yeah, I like the way that Tony Evans, and you can catch him on yesterday's program. You can go to the highlights on the VFN Torch or go listen to the program at VFNTV.com or on your application, your mm-hmm. VFN TV app.
That's
but
right.
He says, you know, God doesn't ride an elephant or a donkey.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't write either one of those. And he's not, I mean, you know, we create our little stuff and, you know, in our attempts to be able to organize things. And sometimes we start thinking, oh my goodness, you know, then this is what God does. And it's like, no, you're joining God. God's not joining you. That's why there's mm-hmm. so much diversity in this. I do want to say this before we come to the end of our first hour here. Don't forget that on Wednesday, we are all going to support Kathy. With Chick-fil-A as they stood up for what they believed in mm-hmm. and just go purchase something. I believe it's on this coming up Wednesday that people are sharing and talking about what's going on. I mean, even the women on The View had said that these people should not have attacked this man who just shared it. I mean, he's not against anybody.
Right.
He's just saying this is what we're going to stand up for, our viewpoint of this particular issue, which was about marriage between one man and one woman. And I don't know what day. I think it's I'm looking for it now. I'm trying to find what day it is.
It's next Wednesday. So it's cool. August 1st.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. My goodness. God bless you. For those that are joining us, you can find out more at the VFNTV.com. And we are going to be joining you, if you join us, the extra hour today, talking more and more about encouraging words and find out that how we are about to bear the cost. We are bearing the cost ourselves of the new health care law already through our hamburgers at McDonald's. Find out more in the extra hour. God bless. Don't forget, find out more at VFNTV.com.
We'll be right back.